love Jesus, lift your hands and worship him. The other lady said, the message entered. God's servant pointed to her direction. You need to be sensitive to know when your word is coming. And she received it. And today, those who thought she was joking when she wrote ND, not only saw, but became a witness that her own all-round increase has started. God will surprise your mockers. Lift your hands and worship him. Thank you, Jesus. You carry me when some carry their God.
Came and under 24 hours, was turned around. Under 24 hours, everything was turned around. Under 24 hours, come on, raise your voice, somebody. That God is still at work here. That God is still at work here. That mantle is still speaking here. Shalaboko Sobahaya. Lipreso Calabarosa. Shalegeberebedeus. Somebody say, my light has come. My light has come. My light has come. Open your mouth and declare now. Whatever was covered in the dark, whatever was buried in the dark, whatever was hidden in the dark, your light has come now. 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 Go ahead and claim it. Go ahead and claim it. As I am talking, angels are walking. As I am speaking, angels are walking. He confirmed the word of his servants. He confirmed the word of his servants. As I am speaking, miracles are happening. Is hereby declared, released in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. You know, every time, or many times at least, as I get ready to release a word, I pray simple prayers. Lord, while the word is going forth, the sick are healed. Lord, while the word is going forth, miracles are happening. You know, some people wouldn't even bother to say amen. Sir, the proof of God's backing is result. I know when I speak, God confirms. I know. Now, if you don't know, you disconnect yourself. I know he sent me. I don't come out here till I've received something from him. Now there's no other way to make it up. There's no other way to make it up. The cloth that the woman with the issue of blood touched, somebody washed it the day before and nothing changed. Somebody ironed it that day, nothing changed. The garments the woman with the issue of blood touched, just the hem, somebody brought it to the master that morning and nothing changed. Lord, I am set for my change of level now. Send my word in my direction. My heart is set. Everybody pray now. My mind is set. I am ready to receive. Send the word in my direction. Send the word in my direction. I am set for my miracle. I am set for my turnaround. I am set for my testimony. I am set for my breakthrough. Lord, I am set. Lord, I am set to receive. Lord, I am set to receive. My test. testimony. Send your word in my direction. In someone's family forever. Let your amen show you are the one receiving it now. The reign of darkness is over. The harassment of darkness is over. The torment of darkness is over. In the name of Jesus. Were you not blessed by that testimony? What a mighty God we serve. Your light has come. Does somebody receive it right now? Your light has come. Turn and tell your neighbor, my light has come. He didn't believe you. Tell another person near you there, my light has come. Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 1 to verse 3. I'll read verse 1, you read verse 2, and then together we read verse 3. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Verse 2. Now everybody, verse 3. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Say amen to that. Is this not the fast I have chosen? And what is one of the things that will happen? In verse 8 of Isaiah 58, he said, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Our God is light, and he gives light to his people. He is light, and he gives light to his people. In Psalm 27 verse 1, scripture said, the Lord is my light. In Isaiah 60 verse 20, the Bible said, the Lord shall be thy everlasting light. In Micah 7 verse 8, the B part, the A part said, rejoice not against me, O my enemy, when I fall. The B part said, when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Now, anyone here under any kind of prolonged darkness, today, your light has come in Jesus' name. In 1 John, the Bible said, verse chapter 1, verse 5, it said, This then is the message which we have heard of him. And what is that? That God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Somebody say at all. Our God is light, and out of the fullness of his splendid light, he gives light to his people. So if you are one of his people, I'm glad to announce to you, your light has come. Amen. For the Bible said in Psalm 18 verse 28, thou will light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. It doesn't matter the kind of darkness. Anything in the kingdom of Satan equals darkness. For the Bible calls his kingdom the kingdom of darkness. Colossians 1:13. The Bible says that he is the ruler of the darkness of this world. Ephesians 6 verse 12. The Bible says the dark places of the earth are full of habitations of cruelty. Psalm 74 verse 20. It doesn't matter what depicts darkness. If it is from the devil, it is not from God. And that depicts darkness. Now God says, I lighten you up and your darkness bows forever. Anything called darkness will not locate you in 2020. In Psalm 36 verse 9, the Bible says in the B part, in thy light shall we see light. In thy light. So not only is he light, he gives light to his people. The Bible speaking in Psalm 118 verse 27, the A part. He said, God is the Lord. And so what will he do? He will show us light. Come on now, somebody get this. Now, you can't be a child of God and not be a child of light. Say, I am a child of God. Say, light is my heritage. To the extent that he says, ye are the light of the world. Matthew 5, verse 14a. So anything called darkness is illegal. It's a lie from the pit of hell. And today that darkness expires forever. We can therefore say, to enjoy new levels in life, we need to access light. Arise. Why? Your light is come. To enjoy new levels in life, we need to access light. We can also say, no one has all the light they need per time. Everyone enjoys a measure of light. And you need more light for your next height. No one has all the light. That's why I said your light is come. So the light that has just come to you now, you didn't have it before. And the next one is on the way coming. Because God, the Bible says, dwells in light which no man can approach or exhaust. So remain ever hungry for light. Remain what? Ever thirsty for light. Ever desperate for light. You can hear the same thing 100 times before finally light enters. You can read the same scripture 20 times before finally another level of light enters. This Isaiah 60 I'm sharing with you now, I've read it many times. I've preached from it many times. But the light that is being unveiled now is fresh light. So remain ever hungry for light. Lift your hand and say, Lord, I need more light. Someone can even be holding the torch light for you and then just shifts his attention 1 minute. And the angle of the light just shifts a little. And what do you say? Nekept point. You see, you don't manage darkness just because light is around. You want it to be properly focused for maximum illumination. Somebody's situation today is about to be penetrated with light. Do you want new levels? Please, you need to access light. Therefore, we can continually access more light to rise to higher heights in life. It is a continuous venture that has no end. We can continually access more light to rise to new heights, higher heights in life. And seasons of prayer and fasting are times for light outbreak. What did I call it? Light outbreak. Sudden bursting forth of light. Sudden eruptions of light. Seasons of seeking God in prayer and fasting are times when God unusually dishes out light to people. Because prayer and fasting clears spiritual veils and barriers. Prayer and fasting clears spiritual veils. This kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. So that veil that didn't allow sufficient light invade your prosperity realm is finally torn apart when you engage in prayer and fasting. So somebody expect light. Do what? Expect light. Be open for light. Expect light. Because in seasons of prayer and fasting, spiritual veils, spiritual coverings, spiritual barriers are ruptured, and the light just oozes in. In times of prayer and fasting, fleshly distractions are minimized. Today that you are fasting, the volume of talk has decreased. Yes or no? Abundance of I am coming. You don't have that excess energy. So fleshly distractions are what? Minimized. And that automatically heightens spiritual attention. So watch out for light. Watch out for light. During times of prayer and fasting, sensitivity, spiritual sensitivity is awakened and sharpened. I'm trying to tell you why light breaks forth during prayer and fasting. Spiritual sensitivity is awakened. Peter was on a fast. That's how Peter knew that it is time for the Gentiles to receive the gospel. While they were preparing the food, he went up to the upper room there and was relaxing. Bam! A veil descended. If Peter had eaten, it wouldn't have been that sharp. Arise, kill and eat. No, Lord. I have never eaten anything unclean. It went up. Again, bam. Arise, kill and eat. No, Lord. I have never eaten anything unclean. A third time. Arise, kill and eat. No, Lord. I've never eaten anything unclean. But he knew this must be God now. And while he thought on this, it's not enough to fast. Create time to think. Create time to meditate. Create time to study. Create time to just be quiet with God. While the fast was still on him and he was thinking, the Holy Ghost said, the vision came three times. Three men are looking for you. I sent them. Go with them, nothing doubting. Very clear. Such releases come in seasons of prayer and fasting. Look at the book of Daniel. Abundance of outpouring of revelations. Why? Fasting was engaged. Fast. Nehemiah didn't know what to do. But when he engaged a fast, light came from heaven. Out of that one light, a whole book of Nehemiah was born. Somebody, your world will hear your story. So in these days of fasting and other days through the year, please get set for light. You have a decision to take, declare fast. Declare fast. There are some things you won't hear while your saliva and your other enzymes are busy working. You just need the flesh to be a little quiet so you can hear God more. What is light? Number one, unction of God's power that drives creation and manifestation. Unction of God's power that drives creation, drives manifestation. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. From that moment, creation erupted. Creation opened up. Let there be light. And there was light. Raw from God. Raw from God. Light from God. Not sunlight. Sunlight came in verse 14. Divine light came in verse 3. There was day and night before there was sunrise and sunset. And there was a first day and the first night. Sunlight, sunrise, sunset came in verse 14. And God created great lights. The greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. He created the stars also. There is something about light. It just makes life happen. So Jesus said, I must walk while it is day, for the night cometh. You see, light is what sponsors activity. That is what sponsors creation and creativity. Somebody hearing me now, your world is about to be taken by surprise because of the great creativity that will come out of you. I don't care how they have called you a failure. I don't care how they have called you a nothing and a nobody. Today, the prophecy is simple. Your light has come. Out of you shall come the financial sponsorship your family has been waiting for. Say, my light has come. Creativity has arrived. My light has come. Destiny opens up for me. My light has come. Everything in me wakes up now. Say loud, amen. Even if you like sleep by 4 a.m., you can't sleep for the length of hours like somebody who started sleeping from 10 p.m. Oh, I'm just back from all night. So you sleep by 7 a.m. planning to wake up by 3 in the afternoon. It won't happen. Why? There is something in the air that forbids inactivity. It's called light. It's called what? Light. Anything sleeping in your destiny, gifts, talents, potentials, light, wakes them up now in Jesus' name. Come on, hit your head. Say, my light has come. My light has come. This brain, wake up. My talents, wake up. My giftings, wake up. My light. Divine energy that powers creation and creativity. Number two, what is light? Information received for effective mind and life transformation. Information received for drastic mind and life transformation. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Spiritual information transforms you spiritually. Educational information transforms you educationally. Medical information transforms you medically. Financial information transforms you financially. Legal information transforms you legally. It just depends on what kind of information entered you. That is how I know that nobody under this pastoral cover will ever be found as a dropout again. Say, my light has come. My mind is transformed. A woman stood there and testified. He said, when I came here, I didn't know how to speak English. He said, but between when I came and now, he said, now I have a school. You can't be sitting there and let the world pass you by. I have a school. I have a school. It's not possible. It's not possible. Carry it to your village. Doesn't change anything. That you have never been to the moon does not mean the moon is not there. Others have gone. Remain a local champion. Your light has come now. Say, by light, I change my mind. That means any devil that say you can't marry, after exposure to this kind of light, you change your mind. Any devil that say you cannot prosper, after hearing this kind of information, you change your mind. Any devil that said you will die young, me, with what I am hearing now, impossible. Can't. You change your mind. You can't be a doubter all your life. Others are passing and going and you are still there. Tell your neighbor, there's nothing wrong with me. Number three, what is light? That was Romans 12 verse 2. What is light? Revelation from God's word. Relevant for life application. Revelation from God's word. Relevant for life application. Relevant for life. It doesn't matter whether it was Genesis you were reading, or Exodus, or Leviticus, or Numbers. These things happened to them for examples and were written for our admonition. There is something to gain from it. I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Nothing says we should stop there. Later on, I'm the God of Elijah. So in my time, I am the God of Ntia. Sir, you don't leave yourself out of this great company. What is wrong with you? Now, I cannot say God of Ntia. I can't say God of Philomena. I can't say God of Susan. Why? Why? No. Why can't? Why can't you? Abraham had two heads. Why can't you? Why can't you? Exactly. They know not. Neither do they understand. So they walk on in darkness. The foundations of their life are out of course. I have said, ye are Abraham's. No, ye are God's. God is not the one responsible for your being low. He said the least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. I read it very clearly. I read it. If he called them gods unto whom the word came, and scripture cannot be broken. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Come on now. This God is awesome. In the name of Jesus Christ, failure will not be named close to you anymore. Say, my light has come. Revelation from God's word. And Daniel discovered by books. Daniel 9, 1 and 2. And Daniel discovered by books. And Daniel discovered by books. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. It is the honor of kings to search out issues. So whatever was concealed is that you might come and search it out and rescue your family from embarrassment. Say a loud amen. What is light? Vision that delivers destiny direction. Vision that delivers destiny direction. Write the vision and make it plain, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is for an appointed time. What is light? Inspiration of divine ideas that delivers solutions to life situations. Inspiration. A precious daughter testified here 2 days ago. The child came back from school one day with whitish things all over her mouth. And from that day, the mouth odor was terrible. My child never used to have mouth odor. Where is this one from? The whitish things were cleaned, brushing, all manner of everything possible. Nowhere. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, several years. It was a concern. He said we were worried and we prayed and light came. Light came. One light. One day she's sleeping and she has a divine encounter. The angel of this commission, using the face of this man of God, came to her and said, yes, concerning that your child's matter, this is what you must do. This is what you have to do. Now, buy perfume gifts and go and give the children teachers that minister to the children, and this problem will go. In that dream, she said, I don't have money. No. Buy very cheap perfumes, cheap body spray, $350. The angel was current. $150. That's an angel that is resident in Uyo in Nigeria. It used the local currency. I prophesy to someone here, an angel is paying you a visit tonight. An angel is arriving at your house tonight. An angel is opening your financial doors tonight. An angel is settling your marital issue tonight. An angel is turning around your destiny tonight. Say light, 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 light. Open your mouth and pray, my light has come now. My light has come now. My light has come now. Light that will rewrite your financial story. Light that will rewrite your career story. Light that will set you on top. Light that will turn your business around. Receive light. The light of vision. The light of revelation. Scriptural illumination. Light from the world. Light in the place of prayer. Light of information. Light of revelation. Light of vision. Shout light. She woke up and went and bought cheap perfumes, the one she could afford, and went to children department on a Sunday where they were ministering. Holy Spirit, who do I go to? Who do I go to? Went to one person. That one said, I won't collect the perfume. Thinking it's about price. Didn't know that this is about a cross transmission of grace and virtue. She left that one and went to another. You see, every time you're on a journey of divine encounter, Satan will try to bring little setbacks and distractions. From nowhere, one demonic thief will steal your phone to distract you from what you came for. One agent of Satan that doesn't want to live long, who is in a hurry to die like Judas, who steal phone. Others came to pray. Demons are leaving them. This one came to steal food. All the demons followed them forever. Others came to break curses. This one came to steal food. Every curse removed here followed them forever. Others came for their way to open. This one came to steal phone. Listen, their way remains perpetually closed until they confess and ask for mercy. She went and gave those things. No prayer. No prayer. Instant mouth odor disappeared. She said, I didn't tell them why I was giving them the gift. I just gave it to them in appreciation. That was the end. Meaning a demonic teacher somewhere that this child was exposed to released a demonic anointing. And it penetrated the child's destiny. God said, I have anointed people in my house who minister to children. Appreciate the grace on their life. And that grace will sweep away this error from your child's life. It's a very scriptural transaction. This day I decree, whatever is not a part of full life disappears from your destiny forever. Poverty disappears forever. Shame disappears forever. Failure disappears forever. Sickness disappears forever. Struggle disappears forever. What is light? Inspiration. Divine ideas. You saw it in Joseph. You saw it in Daniel. You saw it in Solomon. What is light? Instruction. Of wisdom. That imparts skill. For quality performance. That's why anybody that hates instruction will be far from light. Hates instruction. Angry that your parents instructed you. Angry that your boss corrected you. Angry that they preached something that rebuked you. Instruction of wisdom. Instruction of wisdom. Instruction of wisdom. A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine. Maketh his face to shine. You need it. Ecclesiastes 8 verse 1. Any of these avenues can deliver light to you. Any of these avenues. The power of God, which is the anointing. Information relevant to where you need light. Revelation from God's word. Visions in the place of meeting with God. Inspiration of divine ideas. Instruction of wisdom. Any of these can supply light to. And with it you can fly. Now what are the results of light? What are the results of light? How many of you agree with me that we need light continually? Do you agree with me? And I decree that 2020, you will encounter unusual light. Results. Benefits of accessing light. Number one. Emancipation from oppression. Light just delivers you from oppression. Emancipation from oppression. He says, darkness is trying to cover the earth. But you that has light, you are loosed permanently from darkness. For darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness bet upon you that has found light. You can't be covered. So to be free from the oppression, the limitation, the frustration, the stagnation of darkness, access light. The light shineth in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend. That's why you see every commander of light operated above the bondage of the environment. Joseph operated above the realm of prisoners. Mordecai operated above the realm of mere gate men. When you carry light, what covers others cannot cover you. You exist above limitations. Receive light in Jesus' name. So somebody can pray, Lord, the light I need to rise above the poverty of my father's house and become their financial deliverer, I receive that light now. The light I need to enjoy the kind of marriage nobody in my family has ever seen, I receive that light. Now, you mustn't be a victim of what victimized others. Just receive light. And you enjoy emancipation from oppression. Second result, conviction for unchallengeable dominion. Light gives you audacity the same way education eliminates inferiority. Light gives you audacity. Timidity dies. Amen, somebody? Timidity expires. Inferiority clears. See the way you are bold, yet nobody gave you an injection that gives boldness vitamins. Just by virtue of going through primary school, secondary school, university, see the way you talk and open your eyes. People look at you as if you are the latest invention after ice cream. Just encountering some quality information has made you head and shoulder taller than your age mates. That's the power of light. So the psalmist said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? You are cured of fear forever when light enters. Anywhere you see fear is because of insufficient light. fear that you might die, your fear that the thing that is on the roof will catch you, fear that a wall gecko is the latest demon that just came out from Beethoven. Wherever you see insufficient light, and if you just engage light there, the fear will disappear. I didn't have one copper when I walked up to this precious woman of God and told her I will marry you. And I was not afraid of how it will happen. The date was fixed and there was no fear at all. I tell you, it's light. When I have stood before in Cap Moto Park with no transport money, and a person I never knew just walks up to me and puts money in my hand, why will I be afraid of my marriage list? When I have entered vehicle with no transport money several times, and a person I never knew paid, how can I be afraid of where I will get dowry from? I am coming. I went to the park and chartered 2 buses. No shishi, home and abroad. It's a realm. No brass, home and abroad. Poverty has died in your life forever. I am not preaching English to you. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Listen, I just gave them money to fuel. If you saw the traditional I wore, you won't try that mistake to say, do you have money? I look moneyous, moneyfied, money dated. No brass. All the money I had bought the material. There was nothing else to put inside the pocket. Boom, we took off. Arrived there late. Finished everything around 8:30. Started coming back. The 2 drivers. The anointing cleared. I knew I needed to pay. Kabaya Mahadia. We entered with you around past 12. Midnight. Immediately we dropped from the vehicle, entered the house. I could hear the driver shouting, where is pastor? Where is pastor? And they say, he's coming, he's coming. He entered the house. In my mind, as I am coming indeed. Where was I going? I didn't know. What will happen? I didn't know. But I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded. Can I pray for somebody here? You will never be stranded again in your life. You will never be stranded again financially. You will never be stranded educationally. You will never be stranded in your marriage. Come on, shout, my light has come. Middle, I entered the house. The person we had left in the house to lock the door and wait for us came out and said, yes, sir, pastor. Yes, sir, pastor. I said, what is it? What is it? He said, sir, somebody came and brought money and kept the money for you. I said, why didn't you say it since? Why didn't you say it since? Oh, bring the money. When he brought the money, my anointing came back. I came outside like a lion. I said, where are those drivers? Can I prophesy here? Walk into favor, money. Enjoy favor resources. Enjoy favor supplies. Helpers are looking for you. Carriers of blessings are looking for you. I say your light has come. Say, my light has come. My light has come. My light has come. My light has come. Get ready. After this message, we are going to dance. We are going to... It's the dance of light. It's a dance of light. One of the things to do to access light is to sing, is to rejoice, is to celebrate God, is to give God glory. That's one of the things to do. To magnet urgent light is to praise and celebrate God. Amen, somebody? Audacity, boldness. Another benefit of light, direction for unstoppable action and motion. Others can move, but you move. Others can move. He said, by his light, I walk through darkness. Job 29, verse 3. Direction for unstoppable action and motion. They say nobody can marry. You will marry and return home. From today, what stopped others cannot stop you anymore. Benefit number 4. Or maybe you don't want again. Benefit of light number 4. Elevation unto promotion and distinction. Elevation. You rise above the status of others. Light is a status changer. Light is a level changer. Arise, shine. That is elevation. You are a city set on an hill. Why? Because you are the light of the world. Elevation unto promotion and distinction. He says, kings come to the brightness of your rising. That brings me to the next one. Radiation of glory for favorable attraction. Radiation of glory for favorable attraction. The glory of the Lord is risen on you, then it is seen on you, then kings and Gentiles come to the brightness of your rising. The glory is risen on you, 60 verse 1. The glory is seen on you, verse 2. And verse 3, kings and Gentiles come to the brightness of your rising. Amen, somebody. Immediately fire came on their head. Multitude gathered. Light attracts everything good. Light attracts activity. Light attracts publicity. Light attracts dignity. Light attracts multitude. The house that has light in the compound, even insects go there. Even insects. Light is a magnetor. Light, it doesn't just attract persons. It attracts people and attracts resources. Later on, you will see where he said, your gate shall never be shut, day nor night. He said, they bring to you the riches of the Gentiles. Carry light, sir. Carry light. Word light, revelation light, vision light, wisdom light, information light, instruction light. Carry light. Stop living a lonely life. Stop being a victim of rejection. Engage light.
I don't know. I have a problem with always reading. You know what? This reading, it led me here.
You will suffer for long. You that have gone to school, you have now returned back to pre-crèche where they are reading for you to hear. Darkness will follow you like badge. So you better start reading. Don't say, I don't like reading. Like it. It's for your good. Buy every book from your man of God. I have every book from the key men I respect, unless it's no more in circulation.
I tell you. One pastor entered my library, sat down on the floor and started crying. He said, "You never told me. You never told me." I said, "Tell you what? It's my library. Tell you what? Many years ago." That was when my library was still near the parlor. Where it is now? Very far. Very far. Very, very far. Shout light! Benefit number 6. Illumination for uncommon speed and acceleration. The brighter your light, the faster you go. Yes or no? As it is in the physical, so it is in the spiritual. The farther you see, the faster you can go. When you can't see far, you slow down. But a car with a brighter headlight will overtake you. And if you're a smart driver, once that car overtakes you, what do you do? You follow very fast. You don't need to see what he sees. Just follow inside. He will swerve, you swerve. He said, "Why?" "I don't know." He swerved. You see his brake light, you hold your own. He branches to buy fuel, you branch. His tank is empty, your own is not. "Put 1 naira for me there." And you are timing him. Hurry, 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 hurry. He gets back on the road, you are out again. Why? In your light shall we see light. Don't hang around people with no light. The only friends you have in the department are backbenchers with no light. The only people that you are close to in the church are carnal people with no light. Who gist from beginning of sermon to end of sermon. And you hang around such NFAs. No future ambition. Judas was also among the disciples. Don't be deceived to follow him. Church is going on, they are passing notes. Those are the people you call friends. Come out from among them. Touch not the unclean thing. Say, "My light has come." The only people that call you are the ones that say, "I'm not going to church. Are you going?" "I wanted to go." "Don't go. Let's stay back. Don't go. Let's stay back." Negative follow up. He fought. It'd be like witchcraft. Negative follow up. Those are the only people that are your friends. Somebody said, "To fear qua." These people are overtaking people and you are following backbenchers. Behind the class, gisting and talking. After they carry zero.
He said, "Don't worry, don't worry. Bill Gates was a dropout."
Not your kind of dropout. Not your kind of dropout. Your own kind of dropout. Rescue your destiny. Don't hang around such people. Amen, somebody. Somebody, you need acceleration. Therefore, hang around carriers of light. Hang around what? Carriers of light. Hang around carriers of light. Isaiah 60, verse 8. "Who are these that fly as a cloud?" You see, when you carry light, you fly like a cloud. You fly like a cloud. And finally, what will light give to you? Jubilation and celebration. Jubilation and celebration. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart. Proverbs 15:30. When you have light, you are just happy. You are just excited. Light gives you victory. Light gives you triumph. Light gives you conquest. Look at prayer and fasting. See the turnout every day, morning and evening. You can't manufacture that. You can't manipulate that. You can't do it. Only God can cause such stirring in the hearts of people. And that is only possible because of availability of what? Light. Only lighted people seek God. Others are busy roaming around looking for how to borrow airtime. borrowing all their life, borrowing. Now where you are, come house, come find you. You know they. I day church, eh? You don't come back. I don't, you no come church. Nah, no come church. I dey come house. I better find me transport. Always borrowing. Association of borrowers. And such people, when you give them, you know it will never come back. You just give them as a part of contribution to poverty alleviation of humanity. You know it will never return. They say, I'll give it back. No problem. Just go. It's all right. It's well. Go. You will never be among such a company. You will be the pace setter of your generation. You will be the frontliner of your age mates. Let your amen be the loudest here. Say, my light has come. Say, my light has come. Say, my light has come. Sir, Isaiah 60 verse 20. When your light comes, see the joy that it will give you there. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting light. And what will be the next result? And the days of thy mourning shall be ended. As we dance and praise God now, sorrow has ended in your life forever. Shame has ended in your life forever. Mourning has ended in your life forever. Regret has ended in your life forever. Sadness has ended in your life forever. Say loud amen. So what is my counsel to you? Number one, seek God for light. Seek God for light. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold his beauty and to inquire in his temple. Psalm 27 verse 4. Seek God for light. Seek God for light. Seek God for light. Key number two. Study the word for light. For the entrance of thy word, it giveth light. For thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Study the word for light. Study the word for light. Psalm 119 verse 105. And verse 130. Key number three. Stay in God's presence for light. Stay in prayer. Stay in fasting. Stay in God's presence for light. I will set myself upon my watch. I will stand upon my tower to see what he will say to me. Be among those who don't miss prayer and fasting. Not those who say, the fast don't finish. He said, he never finish. When you go finish? End of January. Okay, noted. When they say noted, it's not that they want to join. Noted, so I know when to resume. Just their belly is their God. They live to be doomed like Esau. You are not among them all. No way. Verse 6 to 3. Start there. Shift to 6 to 5. Shift to 6 to 7. You will come to a day where you want to break by 9 and you don't feel like breaking. You know what? I think I just continue. And the day you feel the release, you break. No, you are just swimming in revelation. See, just fast at 6 to 12. See the mountain of Gary. See the rice. Then bread and tea. What is your problem? He said, give me. It wasn't easy today. It wasn't easy. 6 to 12. If you know what I went through, I almost fainted. I almost let go. Calm down. The journey to greatness is not for people with no stamina. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength will small. Can you see yourself rising to a higher level? What did I say you do for light? Number one, seek God for light. Number two, study the word for light. Number three, stay in God's presence for light. Number four, submit under your pastor for light.
Submit. Don't be disobedient. Don't be rebellious. Submit. Be come to the privileged company of those whom pastor, madam pastor, can call from time to time. Let us see. For some extra light sparks. Where are you? Let's see now. Upper room leaders, we are meeting now. Ah, thank God I'm not an upper room leader. You are finished. Ichabod is your name. You should say, Kai, when will I be an upper room leader? I need to become an upper room leader. So that they call me like this aside one day. Jesus will tell the rest, hey, general population, go. Peter, James, and John, follow me. Look at Acts. Those are the people shining. Those that he gives extra impartation. They are the ones shining. For the sake of your tomorrow, may God locate you today. Many times we can't tell what he discussed with them, but we see it come out of their life. Praise of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. You are ready by the gate. The fellowship of the Lord Jesus. Amen. At the gate. What is your problem? Then later he said, pray for me. The devil is after me. How won't he be after you? Your light has come. Please be one of those who like David. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. For how long? Forever. Let me put that contact light. Submit under your man of God. Submit under your man of God. Because the Bible says what? He called him to make him a light for you. Isaiah 42, 6 to 7. He called him to make him a light for you. Amen? Next, what do you do to cut light? Sow seeds to receive light. Do what? Sow seeds to receive light. Psalm 115, verse 27. Everybody, let's read it together. Psalm 115, verse 27.
The blood.
Say amen in the house of God. Oh my God in heaven. Somebody say Jesus is Lord. Oh. 118 verse 27. Psalm 118 verse 27. Shalabadaya. Now tell your neighbor, every time you sow a seed, claim light. Believe God for light. Tell your neighbor, learn to sow seeds for change of level in light. That's one reason why we like sowing into any word that looks like us, testimony that looks like us. You say, I keyed into that word. That is sowing into light. The word comes heavy. We say raise a seed. It's not because God is looking for money. Read it. One to go. God is the Lord, which had showed us light. Read it again. Louder. One to go. So what should you do? Continue. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Because of the light God wants to give you, release a sacrifice quickly and you break into light like Solomon. Sow seeds for light. And lastly, sing and praise God for light. Sing and do what? Praise God for light. Which is what we are about to do here now. After this season of prayer and fasting, your family members will ask you what happened. Celebrate God for light. Amen. That's what you do. To break into light. Psalm 89 verse 15. Psalm 89 verse 15. Psalm 89 verse 15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful psalm. What will happen? They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy
countenance. Run away from depression, sadness, heaviness, dullness, unhappiness. Run from it. It will quench your light. Engage praise. Jeremiah 13 verse 16. Jeremiah 13 verse 16. Give glory to the Lord your God before he causes darkness and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains. While you are looking for light, he turns it into the shadow of death and makes it gross. That don't be a spectator while others are praising God. If you know how hungry I am, you will leave me alone now to be dancing with empty stomach. You think you don't care what can it work? See, you better forget your stomach and engage the light. There's an alert that enters your phone now. Hunger leaves you. They say, come and eat. Honestly, I'm not hungry again. I'm not hungry again. Can we continue another day? No, we are not continuing. Let this little this jump to your feet and shout, I am blessed. Shout it louder, I am blessed. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I know what to do to stay high on light, to stay high in light. I arise, I shine, for my light has come. Wave your hand and shout, I receive light. Shout, I receive light. Now take 1 minute and just declare that your light has come now. Your light has come now. Your light has come now. As I praise God, as I celebrate God, I break into light, strange light, unusual light. I break into higher light. My light has come. My light has come. My light has come. The light of unction, information, revelation, vision, inspiration, instruction. My light has come. My light has come. Somebody say, Father, by your light, I see light. I receive light. I see light. I receive light. I see light. I receive light for emancipation. I receive light for conviction. I receive light for direction. I receive light for elevation. I receive light for glory radiation. I receive light for acceleration. I receive light for illumination. I receive light for provision. I receive light for celebration. Lift your right hand and say, from today,
from today,
my light has come.
My light has come.
No more bondage.
No more bondage.
No more confusion.
No more confusion.
No more demotion.
No more demotion.
No more rejection.
No more rejection.
No more stagnation.
No more stagnation.
No more scarcity.
No more scarcity.
No more depression.
No more depression.
My light has come. Shout amen louder here.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, neighbor, clear from my way. I have a higher realm to rise to now. Don't let me leave you behind. Join me as I praise God. Lift your two hands up. Take 5 seconds. Mention one of your 12 things. Mention one. Just mention one. Take 5 seconds. Okay, if you can mention two, mention two. Just connect light for something. Lord, my marital settlement this year. Lord, my career breakthrough this year. Lord, my change of level this year. This. Now wave those hands and thank you. Wave some of you. I said 5 seconds. You want to pray for you. You want to mention 100 things. Don't worry. If that one happened, other ones will join. I said more will join. The one you never prayed for is coming your way. Who is about to testify under 24 hours? Give 3 people a high five and tell them you will hear my testimony. Come on now.
Lift him up, lift Jesus, lift him higher.
No voice is that. Shout yes!
Jesus, lift him higher.
Lift him up, lift Jesus, lift him higher.
Lift him up, lift Jesus, lift him higher.
little sound. Sing hallelujah. Hey, sing hallelujah. Hey, sing let the sound. Say. One, two, three, sing, sing. I carry favor for head up. Celebrate, 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 celebrate. You jump. Hey, sing. I carry favor for head up. Hey, I carry favor for head up. Hey, I carry spirit for head up. I carry favor for head up. Hey, I carry spirit for head up. Hey, I carry favor for head up. Hey, say, I carry spirit for head up. Hey, somebody say Baba, somebody say Baba, hey, somebody say Baba, supernatural Baba, hey, Baba, 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 me Lord. Hey, one, two, three, two, ha. Hey, let you go. Hey, sing, ha. Let you go. One more time, sing, ha. Hey, hallelujah, say it. One, two, sing, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody shout. Hey, hallelujah, never finish for my mouth. Oh. Your goodness and mercy don't follow for my life. Oh. Hey, praise the Lord, I never finish for my tongue. See, hallelujah, never finish. You never finish. Hallelujah, sing. Hallelujah, never finish for my mouth. Your goodness and mercy. Hey, hallelujah, don't finish. You don't. One, two, hallelujah. 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 One, two, three.
Change of level, light for spiritual change of level, light for career change of level, light for marital settlement, light for destiny openings, light for destiny connections, light for favorable attraction. Open your mouth. Nobody can claim your own for you. Nobody can claim your own for you. Nobody can claim your own for you. Open your mouth and receive light. Your light has come, receive it now. 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 Your light has come. come, receive it now. Your light has come, receive it now. And oppression expires from your life and your father's house. Say that amen, because it is happening for you right now. Wherever your promotion was challenged, every altar bows to your rising now. Bow to your change of level. No more limitations. Anything that frustrated your effort, you try different things, at the end, none working. Beginning today, your labor shall deliver maximum harvest. No more disappointment. No more diverted benefits. No more delayed rewards. I hear promotion. I hear promotion. I hear elevation. I hear elevation. Every area of your life, your change of level is confirmed right now. From single to married, from married to having children, from trekking to driving your car, from looking for job to employing other people, from poverty to prosperity, your level has changed. Anyone here that people used to receive negative signals about you, signals of suspicion, signals of rejection, signals of negativity, tonight that evil spell is swallowed up in the name of Jesus. Rejection expires in the name of Jesus. Failure and hatred expires in the name of Jesus. They will favor you under pressure. They will like you without knowing why. They will help you without knowing why. Receive your favor, turn around. Favor, turn around. Favor, turn around. Favor, turn around. You and your children, in the name of Jesus. When they hear your voice, they will want to meet you. When they meet you, they will like you. When they start liking you, they will continue assisting and helping you. In the name of Jesus, light has swallowed darkness in your life. Light has swallowed frustration in your life. Overtaking speed has entered your life today. Provision beyond what you need is your portion from today. Resources in excess. Resources with surplus. Resources in excess. Resources with surplus. More than what you ask or think, in the name of Jesus. Enter your season of celebration. Enter your season of jubilation.
Enter your season of celebration. Enter your season of jubilation. So shall it be. So shall it be. Everything that follows light that we didn't even mention today, it shall be yours by experience. It shall be yours by experience. You are blessed. You will never break down these 21 days. It shall be from strength to strength, from revelation to revelation, from favor to favor, from vision to vision. So shall it be. Be blessed. Be blessed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, and everybody says, amen. That person clapping, your own is already happening. That person clapping, I see you returning with a 24-hour testimony. Say a loud amen. Take your seat. God bless you. You are in this service and you're not born again. You know you can't leave this service that way. So place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. You're watching online and you're not born again. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I hand over my life to you. Thank you for being my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. I repent today. I put my faith in you. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I believe with my heart. I confess with my mouth. I am born again. Jesus is my Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says, Lord, these ones that I prayed, touch them, change them, transform them. That hand that was on your chest, can you lift it above your head quickly? Eyes still closed. Lift it above your head in 1 second. Eyes still closed. That hand that was on your chest, please lift it well. Lift it well. I want to see it from here. God bless you. That hand that was on your chest, lift it above your head. Father, transform their lives. Change them. Spirit, soul, and body. Satan, we serve you. Quit notice today. These ones don't belong to you anymore. Pack your load and go. Pack your load and go. Pack your load and go. Father, as I shake their hand, the grace and favor that has been walking testimonies on this ground, let it be transmitted into their lives. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Congratulations. Come with the Bible in your bag. Come and receive a handshake of blessings. And then fill the form 1 second and return back to your seat. Clap for them as they come. Congratulations. Yes, come. Carry your Bible. Come. Come with your bag. Don't leave anything behind. Come with it. God bless you.
Glory, hallelujah. We are so glad that God's word from the mouth of God's servant has blessed you with wisdom, grace, and faith for a better life. We urge you to get more of God's word today, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. To get more messages from God's servant, please visit the Full Life Bible House on Sekakadwak Avenue, Uyo, Akwa Ibom State, Nigeria, or any branch of Full Life Christian Center nationwide. You can also place your orders online as you visit our website, www.fulllifefoundation.org. God bless you.